Yeah, great question. You want to learn a foreign language. Now, I highly recommend learning a foreign language because it's so good for your brain. It'll help you understand English, helps you understand grammar. It'll just help you understand the world that we live in. It's just a great exercise for your mind to learn for, and I'm a big foreign language guy, so it's a hobby of mine. It's not for everybody, but if you do want to learn a language, Nick is asking, which one is the best one to learn to serve the Lord, as far as like soul winning effectiveness or whatever. And the way I would personally rank them, I would say obviously Spanish is number one. And then I would say number two is French. Number three is Portuguese. Those would be the top three, in my opinion. For living in the United States, you're in the Western Hemisphere, I would say Spanish, French, Portuguese are the most important languages to learn from an evangelistic point of view. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and I think one of the reasons why, and when you're thinking about a language, you have to think about what languages do people speak where they don't speak English. Like, there's a lot of people that speak Spanish, and that's sufficient to live their life only speaking Spanish, so they don't feel obligated to learn English. Whereas a lot of European languages or some other languages, they all also speak English. And so you're not necessarily going to get as much utility learning one of those foreign languages. But French, has Africa and
Haiti,
it has
French Guyana.
Canada had French people, which obviously they all speak English, but it spread a quite vast array of the continent. And a lot of French people I've met soul winning don't speak English, or they speak English at such a low level, I can't give them the gospel. But if you're just learning a language for a hobby, it's really difficult to do it. Because, I'm not, obviously, if you really enjoy it, but I'm just saying, I just want to learn it just for
You
fun.
got to stay motivated.
Yeah, if you don't have a real goal, or you don't have, something that's driving you or some kind of a use, it's very difficult, it's harder, it takes a lot of time. And Spanish, if you live in Texas, you're going to be coming across people that speak Spanish all the time, signs in Spanish, whether you're in Houston, even Oklahoma City. I've gotten a lot of people saved in Spanish in Oklahoma City. And so, I would put Spanish at the number one of anybody if you only speak English.
Absolutely. And Spanish is the second most important language in the world, second only to English. No matter where you are in the world, it's just that big of a language. But what you brought up the Bahamas. I believe that the greatest mission field that's right in our backyard is the Caribbean all day long. Let's go to Sierra Leone because the door's closing over there. We got to get in there before the Muslims ruin it. But I'm telling you, I want to emphasize missions in the Caribbean because it's close, it's cheap, it's super receptive. I mean, it's incredible. And there are so many islands that we haven't gone to yet, St. Lucia, Antigua, St. Vincent, that are going to be so receptive. Awesome. So, and then I think Haiti would be awesome. But you need French in Haiti, you need French in French Guyana, a couple other Caribbean islands where they speak French, Portuguese, but Spanish is a no-brainer, And to learn a language, you really have to practice talking. I was learning Japanese just kind of for fun, just as an exercise. But now there's a guy in my church who speaks Japanese, and so we go soul winning together, and we speak Japanese the whole time. Between doors, we just are doing only Japanese. And so, I would have quit Japanese a long time ago. The only reason I'm staying with it is because I got a guy at church to practice. So I guarantee you guys have Spanish to practice. So if you don't have somebody to practice, it's really hard. You've
Now we
got
have
to have
Spanish
people.
service, so obviously you can go
Yeah.
to a Spanish service, talk with the people in our church that speak Spanish. And I really reiterate the Caribbean thing. I've been to Jamaica and I've been to the Bahamas, and not only are they cool destination spots, but man, the soul winning, it's a completely different world. You just
Yeah.
go there, and both of those countries specifically are Christian. So
All the rest of them are too. Look
they can
at,
quote
yeah.
you all the verses they're going to show you. They're King James only. They hate fags. It's like.
But they have no doctrine. They
Yeah.
don't understand salvation. But all of the Caribbean countries, look at the stats on Antigua, St. Lucia, St. Vincent. You go down the stats, and they're like, the demographic is the perfect demographic. It's a lot of black people. It's a lot of Baptist, they're Protestants, Baptists. They have a Christian culture, but they don't really, they're not believers, but it's like they have that Christian culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're usually poor countries. They're pretty poor. And so they're humble, nice people. I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, if you look at the stats, it checks all the boxes for being a great mission field. And typically the plane tickets are pretty reasonable. And you can check out the natural beauty of just, right. You know, the you can, you know, check out the palm trees and the oceans and yeah,
I mean, the
it's
only
fun.
The person I remember seeing on either of those islands was in the airport and she was Canadian and she was not interested in the gospel.
Yeah.
But all the other people were, I even got TSA saved at Jamaica, so.